107.5 FM, W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and relief is soon on the way for Americans and businesses grappling with interest rate hikes for more than 4 years as the Fed worked to tame inflation. A cut to interest rates is around the corner. Here's ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
Fed Chair Powell using strongest language yet that the Fed is ready. He believes the time is right to start cutting interest rates. We just don't know when exactly and by how much. I mean, most are expecting the Fed to cut these rates at their September 18th meeting, but we do have two more meetings this year in November and December. Question becomes, do they go with the more conservative quarter point cut, or do they get more aggressive with a half point cut?
The Justice Department announcing it's filed an antitrust lawsuit against property management company RealPage, accusing the company of using its software used by landlords to artificially set rental prices nationwide. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent candidate, expected to suspend his candidacy for president today. He could endorse Donald Trump. Both are in Arizona. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is promising to protect Social Security and Medicare and taking Donald Trump to task for proposing cuts.
He's talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare while giving a huge new tax break to billionaires and corporations. Well, Kamala Harris is not going to let that happen.
Baldwin gave a short speech at the Democratic convention last night. She's running for re-election against Republican Eric Hovde. The universities of Wisconsin will ask for $855 million when Governor Evers and lawmakers start work on the next two-year state budget next spring. The Board of Regents approved President Jay Rothman's spending blueprint yesterday. It includes millions to fix up or replace older buildings. Faculty and staff would get pay raises. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has approved a contract for a multi-year improvement project on Wisconsin 105. According to a WDIO report, the project will stretch from the Minnesota state line to Superior. The over $4 million contract for the project was awarded to contractor Monarch Paving Company of Amory. Construction is scheduled to run from August 28th to November before breaking for the winter and picking back up in the spring. The improvements will include a French drain and upgrades to sidewalks and curb ramps. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is sharing an update on the Bong Bridge Improvement Project following a public meeting on Wednesday. According to a WDIO report, the Department of Transportation plans to use the Bong Bridge as a detour option during the Blatnick Bridge reconstruction, so construction will begin in the summer of 2025. One lane of the bridge in each direction will remain open during the construction project, which will include concrete repairs, replacing light bases and poles, and sealing the bridge deck. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Packers and the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers and Ravens held their joint practice session yesterday. Tomorrow, the two teams square off at noon at Lambeau Field for a final preseason game. So what's it like facing the Ravens quarterback and last year's MVP, Lamar Jackson? Packers defensive back, Jair Alexander.
Lamar's a hell of a competitor, as we all know. It's just good to see him out there running around. I thought he tried to juke me one time. He almost got me, but thank God he didn't. But I think our defense flew around today, and I think we look much better than from last week.
Baseball. The Brewers shut out 3-0 by the Cardinals. St. Louis winning the series 2-1. Brewers reliever Nick Mears gave up all three runs in a disastrous seventh inning. Pat Murphy.
Soft line drive and short, and then the other base hit. And we had the guy picked off, and our people say he was out, but he didn't put the ball where he wanted to, didn't stay ahead in the count. Walk somebody with the bases loaded, and that's just unacceptable.
The Brewers in Oakland tonight against the A's. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms are still expected to track across the area today. Staying stuck under mostly cloudy skies, high temperatures will still be pleasant in the upper 70s. Otherwise, a mostly sunny, hot, and humid weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 68.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio. The presidential race is now set and underway for the kind of 10-week ride we sure weren't expecting a month ago.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
I am not Todd Albaugh, which is why I'm coming at you with pursuing truth wherever it may lead. Before I'm supposed to, but I still got a thumbs up from Mr. Zommers on my little mistake. Oh my gosh, the special guest has arrived. I was not able to get Taylor Swift. I did not get Beyonce. It's president of the Todd Albaugh Show, Todd Albaugh himself. Mm-hmm. Coming from an undisclosed location that looks good.
I have become the pink of my own show.
You have become the pink of your own show. It's true.
I wanted to get out of the city, but I'm in a Chicago suburb, and I like to stay at a Hampton Inn, and so I'm a Hilton Honors member. So I just pulled over at another Hilton property, and I said, "Hey, can I use your patio?" And they're like, "Yeah, sure." So yeah,
that's hilarious. That is really fun. We've been doing okay. We had Reed Galen on. We've taken a bunch of calls. We have Dick from Madison who waited through the breaks. So I think we got to take Dick from Madison. So
go for it.
Dick from Madison, are you there? You have our special guest on his own show.
Yeah. Real quick, last night, you know, I'm all with you guys as far as the kids are out of bounds. But if you remember last month, Trump himself wanted to drag Barron to the convention. Yeah. And Melania put the brakes on that, rightfully so.
Yeah.
But my point is with that is Trump wouldn't care. I mean, he was just going to use the kid as a prop, you know.
Right.
And then this baloney about, oh, he has such a great relationship with his kid. It was so great that when he was supposedly going to go to his graduation, he couldn't get off golfing quick enough. So, you know, I don't want to hear the family values, stuff about Donald Trump and the most dysfunctional family I've ever seen.
Right. Well, I mean, I'll tell you, Dick, politicians have a tendency to want to drag their kids out to stuff, right?
Because that's a connection point. Taking pictures.
Well, all of them, you know, like, I bet it goes back further than that. I don't know about Tyler and Tim.
I'm sure it does.
But I bet it does. And you know, it's a connection point, right? But that being said, you know, I remember being around during the Bush era, and you know, there were shots being taken. There had been shots taken at Chelsea Clinton. There were shots being taken at the Bush daughters. It's one of those things where, honestly, both sides just have to agree we're not going there. And then there has to be repercussions for those who do. And I think iHeartRadio and WISN taking Jay Weber off the air, at least for a couple of days, he has apologized. We also have to say, okay, maybe the guy made a mistake. But that being said, really reprehensible. And quite honestly, you know, Ann Coulter doing it, or Dinesh D'Souza, they do it all the time. Like, it isn't a mistake right. with those guys. I can't speak for Weber, but it really has to be something we agree on that that's a no-go. It just
to Harris's speech, though, I like how she's taking on this border issue, going right at it. And when she brought up the 100%. Fact that, you know, Trump's the guy that knocked this down, and she's got to just keep right. hammering away at that, because a lot of people don't know that, and they need to be enlightened.
Here's the other thing, Dick, is that Rebecca Cooks, Kristen Lierley, Peter Barca, like all of them, and I'm sure Tammy Baldwin's already been doing this because she's as good. She's the gold standard in Wisconsin politics. But they need to be saying on day one, the difference between me and my opponent, whether it's Derek Van Odwan style or weird, whatever that guy's name is. It doesn't matter what his name is. He's weird. they need to be saying the difference on day one is I'm going to support the president and the bipartisan compromise because we need to get the border fixed. And Weed yep. and Van Orden and Stile aren't going to do that. Maybe Stile will change his spot. But the reality is they need to pound it.
One last thing on that international. You know, he's constantly mm-hmm. running his mouth about a third world war if he would get elected. And I just got done reading an interesting article about South Korea is contemplating nuclear weapons because they're afraid of him mm-hmm. coming back to power.
Poland. No, Donald mm-hmm. Trump coming back would be really bad for non-proliferation. Really bad. I know that from I'm not a nuclear weapons expert, but like you go and talk to people in Eastern Europe, the Poles are never going to let it happen again. And the lesson for Ukraine, remember, Ukraine had the third largest nuclear stock in the world, and they gave it all back with the promise that they wouldn't be invaded by the signed by the Russians, the Americans, and the Brits. So, yeah, lesson learned. Well, thanks for calling in, Dick. We have a special guest today. This is the Todd Aubaugh Show. I'm Trygve Olson, standing in for Todd Aubaugh. And now I'd like to turn to my special guest, Todd Aubaugh. Todd, talk yes, a little sir. Bit about, I was on an airplane last night getting out of Dodge, watching the speech, because you can now watch speeches and fly. what's your take on the speech?
I thought it was fantastic. I'll be honest. I went back to because we were kind of short credentials, and so I did my hit, as we call it, for the 6 o'clock show from my hotel in the West Loop, just not too far away from the United Center. So I did that, and then I sat and got in comfortable clothes and watched on the couch. And so I watched all these speeches and Kinzinger, and I stayed awake till about the mid part of Harris's speech. And not because it was a bad speech, but because I was just physically, mentally kind of done. And I dozed off for the last 10 minutes of the speech, so I had to rewatch it this morning. But I thought it was really good. I mean, you know these things even better than I do. But I remember reading, I think it was in Karen Hughes' book, 10 Minutes from Normal, George W.'s former communication person. And he sat her down early when he was running for governor. And he said, W. said to Karen, he said, look, every speech has a few things. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And it has a story and a point. I mean, it sounds so simplistic, but that is the formula. And so few politicians and so few speechwriters get it. One time I also heard, I think it was on one of the night shows, maybe it was on Colbert, Obama said of one of his State of the Union speeches, one of his speechwriters brought it to him, and he said, look, it's fine, but go home and listen to, I was Miles Davis. And right. the guy's like, why am I listening to Miles Davis? He goes, just listen. He goes, the reason that Miles Davis is so great is everything isn't a 10 all the time. There are a couple right. of twos and some fours and then a 7 and then a 3 and then a 10. And he said it's that ebb and that flow that makes the speech magical. And it's so true. And I thought last night that Vice President Harris's speech had most, if not all, of those elements. It had an introductory. It had one of the callers, I think, earlier, or maybe you and Reed were calling kind of the opening statement in a court case. Here are the charges against the other side. Here is the solution, and here's the uplifting part, and here is the call to action. And I thought it all worked together, and I thought it was just really, really well done. I know your colleague Rick Wilson gave it a 10 out of 10. He said no notes, which I think right. that's a lot coming from a guy like Rick Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the speech was, it was a moment that you could feel an energy and an inspiration coming across to a lot of people, because I think if you look at what the country has been through, it was going to be a choice of Biden versus Trump. You and I saw firsthand in Wisconsin how disillusioned people were about that choice.
Correct.
She provided some hope, but she also was a little bit of an empty blackboard, right? Like last night, she moved from people saying, you know what, I'm going to back Harris over Trump because I'm hoping. She's younger. She's this. She's that. I think we're going to see a solidification of some of those softer voters for her. And, you know, it's really going to matter in those kinds of places across the state of Wisconsin, Wisconsin 3, the counties with UW system schools that are the ones that can kind of decide elections in the state of Wisconsin, not so much Milwaukee, not Milwaukee and Dane, but the outstate ones. I think it's going to solidify some of that support and some of those people that we saw who were like, I can't vote for either of them, who are now kind of leaning towards Harris. I'll tell you the other thing I came away from that convention with, and I saw some stuff that Nancy Pelosi said about Ben Wickler and that leaked out, right? Like Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Democrats are really lucky to have the state party chair they have. Like Ben is really, really good. And that's not, I don't say that as a Republican Democrat thing. I just say that as somebody who like appreciates good politics. Like, he's the dude.
No, I think that Wisconsin Democrats perhaps don't understand how lucky they are to have Ben Wickler at the top, right? Because that's all they know. Right. I mean, you can tell it if you want or you don't have to. I'm not sure if this is on the record or not. But, I mean, you were telling the story about your former boss, McConnell, and his worthy adversaries. I thought that was really interesting. And, there are certain people in politics that are respected by both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten to know Ben a little bit through some mutual acquaintances and then your show, right? And he is definitely, if these were normal times, he would be a worthy adversary, a very, very worthy adversary. And I think that probably is one of the things that probably really irks Republicans in the state of Wisconsin, right? That they've encountered that, because it hasn't always been that way. I'm not sure Tommy thought that Chuck Quella was a worthy adversary. Tom Loftus, right. Yes. But you know, the other thing about the speech is, back to the speech, right? Like, you know, you and I kind of we're not making fun of it. It really is true. You know, the whole Wisconsin where Harleys roar, Eagles soar, and Packers score, the old Tommy riff, right? Like, he would close every speech or open every speech with that. But that's good politics, right?
Yeah.
Like, people like
it's unifying. I mean, he opened almost every time.
And it's a connection point.
Exactly. I mean, he opened almost every speech in front of Republicans with, isn't it great to be a Republican? You know, and people just cheer.
Great to be from Wisconsin. Isn't it great to be from Wisconsin?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, people from the outside can say, oh, that's hokey or that's trite. But you know what? It worked. And it was something
that
people. Right,
and compare that to Trump's speech.
Right. Which is, you know, a nation in decline. Isn't that a beautiful phrase, Trump said?
Yeah, right. Why? Because he can only see the world through his own eyes. And that was maybe, to me, the most powerful thing Harris said, right? Like, that he's all about himself. This is the Todd Aubaugh Show. I'm Trigvi Olsen. My special guest is Todd Aubaugh. And we will be back after the break to break down Adam Kinzinger's speech.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all.
Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris
who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to
travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Do we want to get rocked?
From Kaukauna to Kewaunee and all across the state of Wisconsin and around the world, from Manitowoc to Minsk to Moscow, or from Baghdad back to, I can't think of a, Baraboo.
Bagley.
There we go.
Bagley.
Bagley, Wisconsin. Thank you, Todd. This is the Todd Albaugh Show. I am your special guest host, Trygve Olson, and my special guest on the Todd Albaugh Show is Todd Albaugh.
Todd, this is fun.
Thanks for coming on, but we're out of time. No.
I've become the Matt Damon of my own show.
The Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy
by the Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel of my own show.
The Jimmy Kimmel of his own show.
Yeah,
so,
we're out of time.
I want
to... No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, exactly. That was really good. Zomer's pulling the plug on Todd. So for people listening, this is the Todd Albaugh Show. I'm Trygve Olson. We have Todd Albaugh on as a guest on the Todd Albaugh Show. I want to play something that was on Morning Joe this morning because I thought it was really good. I don't know, Todd, if you got a chance to see this while you're getting out of Chicago, but Mr. Zomers is going to play this. It compares the Harris speech in Chicago to the Trump speech in Milwaukee.
Fantastic.
Mr. Zomers, roll the tape.
I see an America where we hold fast to the fearless belief that built our nation.
We are indeed a nation in decline.
It is now our turn to do what generations before us have done, guided by optimism.
It's a massive invasion at our southern border that has spread misery, crime, poverty, disease, and destruction.
I will be a president who unites us.
Crazy Nancy Pelosi.
Who is realistic.
The biggest rallies you've ever seen.
Practical.
Build an iron dome over our country.
And has common sense.
The late, great Hannibal Lecter. He'd love to have you for dinner.
And I will fulfill our sacred obligation to care for our troops and their families.
The head of the Taliban, you call me Your Excellency. I wonder if he calls the other guy Your Excellency. I doubt it.
I will always honor and never disparage their service.
Our military is not woke. It's just some of the fools on top that are woke.
I will not cozy up to tyrants and dictators like Kim Jong-un.
North Korea, Kim Jong-un, I got along very well with him.
Donald Trump, he was found guilty of fraud by a jury of everyday Americans.
We will return law and order to our streets.
Separately found liable for committing sexual abuse.
We will launch a new era of safety.
You can always trust me to hold sacred America's fundamental principles, from the rule of law to free and fair elections to the peaceful transfer of power.
We had that horrible, horrible result that we'll never let happen again. The election result, we're never going to let that happen again. They used COVID to cheat. We're never going to let it happen again.
Well, so there you have it, Todd. Those are literally all clips from the two convention speeches.
As Chris Myers, formerly of ESPN, now of Fox Sports, likes to say, that deserves a wow. So well done by the MSNBC crew, Morning Joe, or your friend and now ours, Elise Jordan over there. I mean, just that paints the picture, right, Trigg? When you put it side by side like that, and you line those statements up from two speeches, one is anger and resentment and retribution and hate, and the other one is love and joy and freedom and forward thinking and inclusion and unity. It's pretty stark when you put it head to head.
It's 100%. I mean, the thing about it that strikes me is one is about hope and optimism, and the other is just a rant.
Yeah.
And there's an element of crazy, honestly, if you
absolutely.
I mean, it's not just weird. There's an element of crazy. The Hannibal Lecter thing, like,
right. And you know that comes from, and we've talked about a little bit of this show, but just to reiterate for those that don't know, there's a phrase when someone comes into the United States and seeks political asylum, if they're an immigrant, yeah, and they're seeking a political asylum, it means that they feel that their life is in danger, either politically or in some countries for their sexual orientation or their religion, and they fear for their life. And so there are ways to legally apply for political asylum and be granted 100%. That and on the way to a green card, if you will, and permanent residency, and ultimately a naturalized citizen if you were found to be a legitimate political asylum person. Trump actually believes that means the old term, of course, for a mental health institution is, quote unquote, an insane asylum. Trump believes that's who's coming here. People who have mental health issues who belong in, quote unquote, an insane asylum. That's what he thinks that American, means. That's why he keeps bringing up Hannibal Lecter. I'm not making that up.
Race,
that's true.
Gender.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
No,
that's what the people pointed out. That he believes because on the news, people are coming here to seek asylum. And Hannibal Lecter was in an insane asylum. That's why he keeps bringing it up.
On behalf,
he believes that what that means to seek asylum is because they're escapees or people have been tossed out of, in his terms, insane asylums in other countries. So you're right, and what ticks me off, Trigby, is so much of mainstream media called all these editorials for Joe Biden to drop out because of his age, because he was in cognitive decline, because he wasn't a worthy candidate, he wasn't capable. And you put these two speeches together and you bring these highlights out, where the heck is the mainstream media being, why aren't they being more forceful in calling for Trump to drop out, for Republicans to do, for Mitch McConnell to do what Nancy Pelosi did, which is go to their nominee and say, we can do this the hard way or the easy way, but you're done. And they're not. And there's no reason for Republicans not to have the chutzpah, the courage to do what Nancy Pelosi did. But it gives a stark comparison of where these two parties are at. And that's why it's not just Trump that we have to defeat in November, in my opinion. And I think it was Stuart Stevens, your colleague at Lincoln Project. You have to figuratively, keyword figuratively, burn it to the ground. There is no salvaging it. Because as long as people like Brian Stiles and Derek Van Orten and Tony Weed and Eric Hovde and all the rest keep supporting Trumpism,
on their
the danger exists.
Unlikely.
Yeah,
journey.
And you know the interesting thing to me about your example, right?
Of Americans like the people I
right?
grew up with.
Style versus Van Orten versus Tony Weed.
Chase their
right?
dreams.
There's a difference there.
And look out.
Right.
For
Style
one
would say and would there would be
on
a lot of people. Well, he's one of the good ones. But at the end of the day, Style is still appeasing and beholden to Donald Trump.
Earth.
Because he doesn't want to end up running in a primary. And all one has to
nomination.
Look at, and in the interest of full disclosure, I still consider Robin Voss a friend of mine. I've known Robin for a long time. But where I disagree with Robin is in his attempt to try and have it both ways, he gets crushed every time. And
I would say Styles
they
is
have
worth,
to
worth.
Figure it out.
Styles is intellectually smart, and he knows the difference, and he chooses Trumpism.
You're right, 100%. Whereas Tony Weird is
or Derek Van Orten.
Well, Van Odd one is he's a case in and of himself. This is the Todd Arbaugh Show on Civic Media. I'm Trigby Olson, your guest host, with special guest Todd Arbaugh.
Yes.
He will be right back.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Race, gender.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The official leading the roll call of states at the DNC was familiar to plenty of people in Wisconsin. Jason Ray grew up in Rice Lake and lives in Glendale. He says he came up with the idea of a highly produced roll call 4 years ago.
It was an opportunity for delegates to still do their important work, but also to celebrate, to unify. I know from everyone that I've talked to, the roll call was a highlight for them, and I know it was a highlight for me.
It's all part of Ray's job as Democratic National Committee Secretary. A new invasive species has found its way to Wisconsin. The Eastern Asia's elm zigzag sawfly does minor cosmetic damage to elm trees. The zigzag sawfly was discovered in Portage County on the 4th of July. Wildlife officials now say they've spread to 17 Wisconsin counties. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The new Carlton County Justice Center is now officially complete. According to a Northern News Now report, the Justice Center held its grand opening on Thursday, offering more privacy and security than the former building. Officials say the $75 million building will provide better access to courts, attorneys, and the sheriff's office under one roof. The Justice Center will officially open for law enforcement and court services on September 16th, and the new jail and dispatch area will be opened shortly after that.
To defend
the president
American
of Lake Superior College has announced her planned retirement at the end of the upcoming school year. According to a Northern News Now report, Dr. Patricia Rogers will leave the school at the end of June this spring after serving as president for the past 5 years. School officials say they will meet with students, faculty, and staff to determine what their priorities are going forward before they begin their search for the next president. They hope to name Dr. Rogers' replacement sometime early next spring. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If there's one thing Hollywood needs, it's more total bros who have never acting in movies. Lionsgate is addressing the problem by casting Travis Kelce in an action comedy film called Loose Cannons. The plot pairs two handsome renegade cops. Usually it's just one loose cannon paired with a total stiff. The word cannon has been pluralized. How far is Kelce planning on taking this acting thing?
And the Oscar goes to...
Break a leg, Chief. If there's a documentary about you and the word monster is next to your name,
to defend
life might not be going your way. Such is the case for the Menendez brothers, Lionel and Eric. The lovable scamps are the subject of season 2 of the Netflix Monster series.
I was relieved to discover that because
your parents in
I've learned something about my party, too.
Monsters drops something September 19th on Netflix. For more
Republican
show business,
Party is no
with
longer conservative.
7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms are still expected to track across the area today. Staying stuck under mostly cloudy skies, high temperatures will still be pleasant in the upper 70s. Otherwise, a mostly sunny, hot, and humid weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Pickleball. Yeah. Where's Greg Baca on this? Because I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin who play it. It's overgrown ping pong. I mean, come on.
It's underbaked tennis.
Well, I've already done it because on the text line, Matt from Germantown, don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball. There is a difference.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll do a recap of the DNC. Chicago, Illinois was quite a party. Tune in Friday.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
To defend American values at home and abroad as we conservatives have ever been. Ew.
legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. This is the Todd Aubaugh Show all across the great state of Wisconsin and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media Radio app. Mr. Zommers, I hope we're not going down like the Edmund Fitzgerald. Because we're almost like the Edmund Fitzgerald. We're almost in the port. I keep looking at the clock, thinking I've almost got us there, and then you give me that. I am Trygve Olsen, your guest host today of the Todd Aubaugh Show. It's a little bit like Matt Damon taking over Jimmy Kimmel, because I have a very special guest on today. His name is Todd Aubaugh, but he's only joining me for the second half hour.
Yeah. Great to be with you from an undisclosed location in a Chicago suburb. I understand that during the last segment, the great speech last night by Kamala Harris was playing out over the air. I'm not sure if the campaign hacked into our airwaves and just said, we want to play the speech again instead of these two yahoos. But right. I think we're back on the air.
Yes, so everything's fixed.
Fantastic. We are. Right. And we have something important that we've been promising, yes. Joe from Madison and others. We are going to break down Adam Kinzinger's speech as two former Republicans. Now, what we're going to do is Mr. Zommers is going to play it. I am going to channel my best famous radio host who got the Congressional Medal of Honor and say, stop the tape, which I've always wanted to be able to do. So, okay. All right, Mr. Zommers. Oops. No, that's the Canadian troubadour.
Please welcome Adam Kinzinger. Former Illinois Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger.
By the way, he looked fantastic. I ran into him. I was leaving last night, and he was coming in.
Hey, stop the tape.
Yeah.
Todd, go ahead.
I was gonna
you
say,
ran
I mean,
into
I,
Adam last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, I'm serious. I was going out, and he was coming in. Democrats were asking for selfies and autographs. He was a rock star coming in last night, really.
Yeah, and you got to give big kudos to whoever picked Lenny Kravitz as his intro music. All right, yep. Start the tape.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm Adam Kinzinger, and I am proud to be in the trenches with you as part of this sometimes awkward alliance that we have to defend truth, defend democracy, and decency. I was just a kid when I was drawn to the party of Ronald Reagan, to his vision of a strong America, the shining city on a hill. I was a Republican for 12 years in Congress, and I still hold on to the label. I never thought I'd be here, but listen, you never thought you'd see me here, did you?
But stop the tape. So, a couple of things on this. One, I completely empathize, as do you, and we talk about it on the show sometimes, Todd, the being a Republican and coming of age because of Ronald Reagan and how different it is today.
Yeah.
If you view yourself as a Ronald Reagan Republican, you should not be with MAGA. It is antithetical to what Ronald Reagan believed.
100%.
And Scott Walker can go right around the Reagan ranch till he's blue in the face.
That's what makes this speech so powerful that. is that I mean, you and I both left the Republican Party, but Adam Kinzinger still says, look, I'm not giving up the label. I still believe in the values of Ronald Reagan, and kind of like my former boss Dale Schultz, he says, you know, the party left me, I didn't leave the party, and so I think that's it gave even more importance and power to the speech.
Great, Mr. Zommers, roll the tape.
But
not actually taped.
I've learned something about the Democratic Party, and I want to let my fellow Republicans in on the secret. The Democrats are as patriotic as us.
Stop the tape. Todd, I actually thought I saw more patriotism in Chicago than I saw in Milwaukee when we were at
agree 100% because the focus was not around a person. It was around a cause and around a country.
And it wasn't this Fox patriotism either.
Right. It was genuine. You know, it was disabled veterans on the stage. Yes.
Yeah. It was the high school football guys versus Hulk Hogan.
100%.
Roll the tape, Mr. Zommers.
They love this country just as much as we do. And they... and they are as eager to defend American values at home and abroad as we conservatives have ever been. I was
stop the tape. 100%. The contrast, if you are a Republican, you're a Gen Xer like me who came of age during Ronald Reagan and thinks he makes sense, Ronald Reagan is flipping over in his grave over the notion that Donald Trump is saying that Vladimir Putin was a genius for invading Ukraine.
Exactly. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. I mean, that was the Reagan line. Right. There's no way he'd be a pro-Putin guy.
Never. Roll the tape.
I was relieved to discover that because I've learned something about my party, too. Something I couldn't ignore. The Republican Party is no longer conservative. It has switched its allegiance from the principles that gave it purpose to a man whose only purpose is himself. Donald Trump is a weak man pretending to be strong. He is a small man pretending to be big. He's a faithless man pretending to be righteous. He's a perpetrator who can't stop playing the victim. He puts on, listen, he puts on quite a show, but there is no real strength there. As a conservative and a veteran, I believe true strength lies in defending the vulnerable. It's in protecting your family. It's in standing up for our Constitution and our democracy. That is the soul of being a conservative. It used to be the soul of being a Republican, but Donald Trump has suffocated the soul of the Republican Party.
Stop the tape. Todd?
I think that Joe, I was listening earlier, Joe, one of our great callers, mentioned this earlier, the language describing Trump as small, weak, faithless, no strength. And that is a picture painting in the people's minds as they hear this. And it reminds us that the strength is not in Trump himself, but the people around him that support him. He himself is a paper tiger. Thought it was a great writing, great delivery.
Yeah, so what I will tell you is one of the things that I thought while watching Adam's speech, you know, because he's grew up in Republican politics, he intuitively gets the narrative building rather than throwing despondent pieces of policy out to constituencies. And Democrats and the Harris campaign are running a campaign built around narratives. It was incredibly strong. And his critique of Donald Trump in terms of how antithetical he is to conservatism and how antithetical the Republican Party is today to what it was is just amazing.
It was a masterclass.
Mr. Zommers, roll the tape.
His fundamental weakness has coursed through my party like an illness, sapping our strength, softening our spine, whipping us into a fever that has untethered us from our values. Our democracy was frayed by the events of January 6th, as Donald Trump's deceit and dishonor led to a siege on the United States Capitol. That day, I stood witness to a profound sorrow, the desecration of our sacred tradition of peaceful transition of power, tarnished by a man too fragile, too vain, and too weak to accept defeat. How can a party claim to be patriotic if it idolizes a man who tried to overthrow a free and fair election? How can a party claim to stand for liberty if it sees a fight for freedom in Ukraine, an attack pitting tyranny against democracy, a challenge to everything our nation claims to be, and it retreats It equivocates. It nominates a man who is weirdly obsessed with Putin. And his running
mate...
Stop
the tape. Again, with the audience that he's speaking to, it's what we at the Lincoln Project refer to as Red Dawn conservatives. They're primarily Gen X. We call them Red Dawns as in Wolverines in the movie. That point about Putin and the contrast, really good stuff.
I thought also bringing up January 6th, the Huffington Post reported yesterday that on coming up on September 5th, Trump is going to host, not making this up, a J6 awards gala at his Trump club in Bedminster, New Jersey, celebrating insurrectionists. Juxtapose that with what Kinzinger was talking there last night. Again, completely antithetical to Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, a World War II veteran and hero, John McCain, a Vietnam hero. Even for whatever you might want to think about George W. Bush, somebody who served in the National Guard, was a pilot. Completely antithetical to Republicans and their defending of freedom.
100%. Mr. Zommers, roll the tape.
And his running mate who said, quote, "I don't care what happens in Ukraine." Yeah, and he wants to be vice president. Yeah. How can a party claim to be conservative when it tarnishes the gifts that our forebears fought for? Men like my grandfather, who served in World War II, who believed in a cause bigger than himself, and he risked his life for it behind enemy lines. To preserve American democracy, his generation found the courage to face down armies. Listen, all we're asked to do is to summon the courage to stand up to one weak man. Some have questioned why I've taken the stand I have. The answer is really simple, ladies and gentlemen. We must put country first.
Stop the tape. You know, somewhere, someplace, John McCain is looking down and thinking, I am really proud of my fellow pilot for getting up and giving the kind of speech that I would have given and feeling like he passed the torch.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know him 100 times better. I've never met the guy even, but I have to believe that John McCain were still alive, we may have seen him on the stage last night.
I think he would have wanted Kinzinger on the stage. He would have probably wanted to pass the baton. Roll the tape, Mr. Zommers.
And tonight, as a Republican speaking before you, I'm putting our country first. Because the fact is, I do belong here. I know Kamala Harris shares my allegiance to the rule of law, the Constitution, and democracy. And she is dedicated to upholding all three in service to our country. Whatever policies we disagree on pale in comparison with those fundamental matters of principle, of decency, and of fidelity to this nation. Listen. To my fellow Republicans, if you still pledge allegiance to those principles, I suspect you belong here too. Because democracy knows no party. It's a living, breathing ideal that defines us as a nation. It's the bedrock that separates us from tyranny, and when that foundation is fractured, we must all stand together, united, to strengthen it. If you think those principles
Stop
are worth
the
defending...
tape. Mr. Zommers, how are we on time?
Got 20 seconds.
We have 20 seconds. Todd, look at how good I am. I am Trigvi Olsen. This is the Todd Allbaugh Show. He is Todd Allbaugh, our special guest. We will be right back.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Don't let spring allergies make you miserable. Try the quick, drug-free solution trusted by over 4 million people, Navage. Only Navage uses suction to flush out your sinuses using refreshing saline, helping you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. And here's even better news. Navage is now available at your local Sam's Club in a great new value pack. It's everything you need to start breathing better fast. Check out Navage at your local Sam's Club today. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Breathe easy.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
All stand together, united, to strengthen it. If you think those principles are worth defending, then I urge you, make the right choice. Vote for our bedrock values, and vote for Kamala Harris. God bless you.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was Adam Kinzinger, Republican, former congressman from Illinois, currently seen regularly on CNN, speaking to why he feels more at home in the Democratic Party and why he is supporting Kamala Harris in the upcoming presidential election. I am Shrigvi Olson, your guest host of the Todd Allbaugh Show today, and I have a special guest with me, Mr. Todd Allbaugh, calling in from suburban Chicago. I don't see any Bears gear on him. He hasn't been abducted by the Bears fan.
We're not too far from the new Bears stadium in Schaumburg. There'll be the Schaumburg Bears pretty soon.
The Schaumburg Bears. Can you use the S word on radio?
No.
Probably not. Yeah, but they'll still that.
A little bit of breaking news in all seriousness. This is, again, it shows you the state of this campaign. Strigvi, as a former presidential operative, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. ended his presidential campaign and endorsed Trump today in a legal filing. He did it in a filing in Pennsylvania to take himself off the ballot and said he was endorsing Donald Trump.
I guess okay, there's going to be an announcement
later, but he literally like got ahead of himself and announced it in a court filing. Anyway,
honestly, like, okay,
I know
down around 3%. Is it going to make a difference? I don't know. Yeah. Yes, all right. Robert Kennedy is out. Honestly, like, I don't know. When they get together for a press conference, if Taylor Swift's really going to endorse, that's the time to have Taylor Swift show up and just blow Robert Kennedy and Donald Trump out of the news. Right. We have some callers here, Todd. And one of the things that Todd Allbaugh said to me before I took on the guest hosting duties today is take a lot of calls. You can call in at 855-752-4842. You can talk to me, Shrigvi Olson, guest host of the Todd Allbaugh Show, or you can talk to special guest of the Todd Allbaugh Show, Todd Allbaugh. And to start that off, we want to have Gary in Sussex, has been holding for a while. Gary, what say you to me, Shrigvi Olson, guest host, or Todd Allbaugh, special guest of the Todd Allbaugh Show?
Hi, you guys. Hey, you know, Todd, I call in and talk to Todd, and he calls me a principal conservative, and I am. I don't really argue with anybody. If you tell me something's fact and I know that it's not, I may just raise my voice slightly because Todd knows that. But most of the time, I'm just really just low. Okay, this is my opinion, and I'm trying to help you guys. My opinion as a conservative, and how I see things, is you cannot win an election because you hate somebody so bad. Now, Kinzinger, he absolutely hates Donald Trump with a passion. Mm-hmm. And you cannot win on just hate. You have to have something that you say, I'm going to vote for you because this is what you're going to do for me. And I just don't see Kamala Harris having that. And yes, she's got this gigantic bump because she was at one time one of the lowest, as far as popularity, vice presidents in a long time. How she flipped that and turned into this fantastic person everybody loves. I mean, they were talking about replacing her. How did that happen, guys? I want to know how she could go so low to be so high, and how, and this is for the Democrats. They weren't happy with her. What happened?
Well, a couple of things, Gary. I don't think that Adam Kinzinger, first of all, in fairness to Adam, Donald Trump has been pretty brutal to those people, and I know for a fact that Adam and others have gotten death threats from Trump backers after Donald Trump has disparaged them.
He had to move out of Illinois.
Threats. He had to move out of Illinois because his kid was getting threats from Trump people, some within his own family. So the second thing, though, I think you're saying, well, he's just saying he dislikes Trump and trying to convince people. I think he makes a compelling case. If you truly are a conservative in the Reagan vein, and I would guess, Gary, you're similar age to I am, if you believe in Ronald Reagan's foreign policy of peace through strength, and that there is an evil empire and there is good and bad, he is laying that case out to you. He is saying that Donald Trump, in his own words, Vladimir Putin was a genius for invading Ukraine, even though that's what Russians have always done, and that's what Ronald Reagan used to rail against. And I'm against that, whereas Kamala Harris is in a different place. Limited government. I mean, that's the reality is I don't think that they're trying to make it. Donald Trump wants you to think that it's all about Trump derangement syndrome. I don't see that at all. And I deal with people like Adam all the time.
I would just add quickly, when I want to get to Gary, he's been on the hold as or not Gary,
Troy in Mount Horror.
Quickly, but really quickly, Gary, I agree with you. You can't build a campaign on hate. And I think you answered your own question. And if you look, Trigvy and I were at both conventions, the RNC and the DNC. The RNC, Trump was all about hate. It was all about hating the other side, that they're destroying our country, that things are terrible, we're a country in decline.
And we played the clips side by side.
Exactly. And Kamala Harris is all about joy, a joyful warrior, and about the future. And I mean, Trigvy knows more about this than I do. I would say the reason that she's flipped her numbers is that she offers a positive view. Anytime you make people feel better about themselves, anytime you make people feel that tomorrow is going to be better than it is today, and make people believe in themselves, guess what? Your numbers will probably go up. So I think it's the fact that the Trump campaign is built on hate and the Harris campaign is built on joy and about having a plan for the future.
All right, we got to take Troy from Mount Horeb quick. We've got 2 minutes left here on the Todd Aubaugh Show. Troy in Mount Horeb, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. This is Trigvy and our special guest, Todd Aubaugh. He's here on the Todd Aubaugh Show, too.
What do you got, Troy?
Trigvy, you love that power. You love that power. You were there with your staff going, stop the tape.
You're right. He's power hungry.
I know.
What do you got? Quickly, Troy.
Real quickly, I saw this on Reddit, and I just want to see if there's anything to it. Is Styles beatable because we had more Republican votes in his district than Democrat for the primary?
Here's what I can tell you. Once I was sent to work on a race against Peter Barca, and I thought I was going to win. It didn't work out very well for me, and I got chewed out about it. So I would never bet against Peter. I like Peter. But thanks for everybody. Thank you for the calls. Today, I'm Trigvy Olsen, guest host of the Todd Aubaugh Show. Todd Aubaugh, thanks for being the special guest. Whatever you believe, whatever you want to do, keep banging your drum.
Nailed
we will see you next week on the Todd Aubaugh Show. Bye, everybody.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. The DNC is over, and I'm taking a breather. Don't worry. I got you covered. Special guest host Matt Rothschild is up next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. Your news just for the Amory area. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.